B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
This is pretty wild. There's video of this towering shelves in a Brazilian supermarket collapse on top of each other in a domino effect. It's crushing one worker to death.
The footage is scary as hell. If you've ever been in a place that has these kind of shelves, every one of you has thought, I wonder what would happen if these came down.
Yeah, it's like being at Costco or BJ's or whatever. There's really high shelves. Eight people, including staff and customers, were injured in the accident that happened late Friday night. The dead victim was identified as 21-year-old Elaine de Oliveira de Rodriguez. She had been working at the supermarket for just 3 months. She was crushed under the falling products in the aisle where she had been stacking shelves.
So watch this footage, Kathy. It's running in the studio here.
This is like...
Boom, everything comes.
That's a nightmare.
Hundreds and hundreds of pounds of inventory.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Six others who were in the same location were wounded and rescued by emergency services. They were transferred to hospital and have since been released. Two other victims suffered abrasions and minor injuries and were allowed to go home. The retail store is at its busiest, packed with shoppers at the time. The video captured the moment that the metallic structures to the right of the screen started to fall, causing a domino effect on other huge shelves in front, stacked high with goods. And people are running, screaming, getting out of the way. And then they all turned around and went back and tried to help people get out of there. A full investigation has been launched by health and safety officials and police. A student has been left red-faced after having to be rescued from a dryer by a crew of firefighters. The drunken hijinks ended in embarrassment for Rosie Cole, who is 21. She decided to entertain her housemates with her contortion act. The video shows a moment Rosie was rescued by firefighters after she was dared to get inside of the dryer in their shared accommodation. She'd been enjoying a couple of bottles of Zinfandel and honey tequila when their Tuesday evening took a sudden turn. The student thought that there was no chance that she'd fit, but after she wiggled her way in, she was stuck and she couldn't get out. Emergency services were called to the bizarre scene at 11 p.m. as Rosie said that they save cats from trees, so maybe they would save students from tumble dryers.
When we were kids, we actually came across a dryer and we removed the dryer drum and rolled down the hill.
Oh, my God.
So that we both had hills in the backyard, and it was a lot of fun, but of course, very dangerous.
The commotion lasted roughly 20 minutes in total, and it took three firefighters to successfully rescue Rosie, but she saw the funny side afterwards, and it will be a tale to tell about what she got up to during the coronavirus restrictions. Bakersfield, California Police Department said a man was killed after being run over in a McDonald's drive-thru Sunday night. It happened around 9:30 p.m. Police said that they arrived. They found a man pinned under a vehicle in the drive-thru.
Jeez.
Officers were able to get the man from underneath the vehicle and begin performing first aid, but he was pronounced dead shortly after the ambulance arrived on the scene. Investigators determined the man was just lying down in the drive-thru, and the driver didn't see him before running over him. Drugs or alcohol don't appear to be a factor in the crash. The driver remained on the scene and cooperated with the investigators. They don't know why the guy was just laying down in the drive-thru. Pretty messed up.
They won't serve. If you walk up to a drive-thru, they won't serve you, right? That's
correct.
That's the rule at most
places.
That's
usually, yeah, the rule.
Yeah.
So. A new case report detailed the harrowing reason for an Australian woman's persistent headache. Apparently it was a tapeworm in her head, tapeworm larva.
Oh, my God.
Good news, it's a tapeworm.
Physicians detailed the woman's case, believed to be the first autoctonous case, I'm not sure how you pronounce this, or local acquired case of neurocysticercosis. A parasite disease that occurs after accidentally ingesting the pork tapeworm eggs.
Oh,
so, Kathy,
I'm getting like it actually is making me feel a little nauseous.
So you get that diagnosis. Do you just run up to the roof of the building and jump off?
I mean, I don't know what would happen.
Euthanize me, please.
Seriously.
Humans become infected after consuming undercooked food, particularly pork or water contaminated with tapeworm eggs or through poor hygiene practices.
You have a brainworm.
The woman had never traveled overseas at the time she was diagnosed, and the doctor said that the Australian cases reported have either been in immigrants or returning residents who have traveled to endemic regions. Cases have been recorded in other non-endemic regions of the world, including a frequently reference report in an Orthodox Jewish community in New York City and also in Middle Eastern countries where pork consumption is forbidden for religious reasons. The woman suffered headaches 2 to 3 times a month from the time she was 18, and the headaches were often accompanied by visual aura. Painkillers would usually provide a relief, but her headache described in the case report was persistent.
I'm inside your brain.
Leading her to seek medical attention. Her visual symptoms also worsened, and a subsequent MRI scan revealed what doctors at first thought was either brain abscess or tumor. When the woman went in for an operation to remove the lesion, discovered the cause behind her pain, cyst full of tapeworm larvae.
Oh, God.
Thankfully, after
straight out of a horror movie,
the cyst was removed. The woman, who worked as a barista and was considered low risk for this type of infection, did not require further treatment. So, they just removed it and she was okay after that. But how messed up is that?
Effing tapeworms, right?
Yeah.
Bastards.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Over the course of 3 years, a former homeowner association president stole $20,000 from the community he served.
That's not good.
That's not a good president. And he used the money to expand his stamp collection and also buy some lawn equipment, according to the police.
I'd like to purchase some stamps and lawn equipment.
Brett Rowe was named the
Homeowners
Association president of Shady Oaks Pine in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And records show at that time there was about $21,000 in the HOA's Bank of America account.
I think I'll take it.
Police said...
I want some lawn equipment and some stamps.
Police said that there was about $180 left by the time Rowe left the position.
I bought a lot of stamps.
And he refused to show other board members receipts to prove where the money had gone.
No,
not going to show. The new HOA president, who contacted authorities, said he was able to find proof that Rose spent $2,000 on medical expenses, made various ATM withdrawals, bought $1,000 in stamps.
Yes. I like stamps.
And purchased chainsaws and lawn equipment.
That seems to diametrically opposed things for a stamp collection and chainsaws.
And
like, he never considered Leatherface sitting up in his room doing stamps.
And made purchases at stores and restaurants. Rowe was arrested at his home on charges of theft over $5,000.
Gingerly putting a stamp in the book.
And scheming to defraud.
You guys have an HOA by any chance?
No.
We actually don't, no.
Okay. I'm glad.
Yeah.
We do. I hate some of the rules.
Yeah.
Like what?
It's one of those things where, did you look at the rules before you moved in?
Yeah, listen, the rules
are running away clubs.
No pine cone collections.
There doesn't say anything about that, but you're not allowed to have a fence unless you have a pool, which means you're allowed to have a fence. You know what I mean?
I know.
But listen,
it's...
You can't put a fence up if you don't have a pool in your backyard?
Correct. You're also not allowed to have...
What if you have a dog?
Solar panels. Well, you got to get an electric fence.
You're not allowed to have solar panels?
Nope.
That's Delco.
No, stop it. But these are things you need to consider if you're going to buy into a neighborhood. If there's a homeowners association,
That's so weird.
Before you buy.
That's part of the deal.
All right, moving on. Police responded to a traffic hazard on a roadway in Baldwin Township. It was reported a small group of teenage youths were laying on the center line of the road.
Oh, man.
This whole thing?
The youths were then seen getting up to run to each side of the road. The only description was they had sheets or blankets with them. A second caller indicated they observed youths with sheets or blankets over their heads. And as the caller drove by, the youths ran out and sat down in the middle of the highway.
What movie spawned that?
Yeah, it was
Varsity Blues?
No.
Or something
Friday
like
Night
it?
Lights?
Friday Night Lights?
No. It was like a late 80s, early 90s college football movie.
It was
movie.
A football movie. And people died.
Yeah. Right.
They were showing their manliness by laying down on the road and letting cars and traffic drive by. And it was like, woo, they were all excited and stuff. And like immediately people went out and got killed. Doing it. Nick's going to look that information up. By the way, officers responded and the youths had already left the area. Police continued to investigate the matter due to the risky, potentially life-altering behaviors of these youths. Police believed that it was necessary to release an advisory for the safety of the public.
The program, 1993.
The program, that's
it. Yep. It's not unusual for snakes to make their way into people's pipes, prompting a response from animal services. But what about furry, four-legged creatures? That's exactly what one family recently discovered in their bathroom.
There's a bear in our toilet.
Homeowner Lindsay Jones and her husband came across an unknown creature. She said a pack rat, maybe a baby raccoon. Definitely not what it was. It was crawling, filthy, and crawling out of the toilet, she said. It was covered in sludge, whatever is down in your pipes.
I just escaped from Shawshank.
There was a mess in the toilet and a rather large furry thing, she said. Joan said it all began when her husband went to take a shower. Said, I heard yelling and screaming from the bathroom to come and take a look and see what was in there. I walked down the hallway, walked into the bathroom. My husband was standing over there and took me to the corner. And there was a black tail right between the laundry behind the laundry basket. And all I did was turn around and run as quickly as I could and shut the door behind me. That's when they called Animal Care Services. Officer Isaac Price said, when I got there, the gentleman told me that he could have sworn he saw the Loch Ness Monster coming out. Price said he guessed the animal had already taken a bath inside the toilet by the time he had arrived, that he found it clean inside the laundry basket, and that is when he recognized it was actually a squirrel.
A squirrel.
Crawled out of the toilet.
Wow.
Price said he captured it using snake tongs and released it back into the wild.
Do you have any of those snake tongs?
He said he looked back and stood up on his hind legs, and then he took off. And that was probably the animal's way of saying thank you, I suppose.
Thank you.
Jones had an
idea. Seriously, thank you all.
He had an idea of where it came from. He said, we think that due to the wind, probably the roof vent, the cover was popped off, and I think the squirrel crawled up into the roof and came down one of the toilet vents and for some reason decided...
That's exactly what happened.
Decided to venture into the toilet itself.
So. You've all been very kind to me. Thank you.
And there you go. That is what we have in this morning's Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.